Hey everyone, welcome back to the new episode of this podcast, and thank you for taking your time out to listen to this podcast while you could be doing anything. Genuinely, thank you so much. So I would want to listen to what you have to say, what your advices can be, what your suggestions can be, what you think. I want to know. So reach out to me on my social media platforms. On Instagram, it's a.postman at a.postman. On Twitter, it's at it_postman. And on Facebook, it's your postman at itsyourpostman. Sorry for different names. Social media forced me to use this. So subscribe to my channel and share it with your friends and family. Thank you. You know, I've been talking a lot about mental health. A lot of my episodes have been on mental health. Now, there are a few reasons why it is very close to my heart, right? So number one is people giving up lives, right? Owing to mental health issues, depression, sadness, loneliness, anxiety. There's so many things and it's taking lives. Number two, it's the least understood. Like, there's so many experts still trying to figure out how our brain functions. There are continuous tests on general public, on psychology tests that keep going on, and on monks while they are in meditation to see how the brain waves are, right? They're all being done by experts and doctors to understand what's going on inside. Then, on the other hand, there is so much of information available on the internet. Literally so much. And a lot of them are concocted or misleading or plain, simple, wrong information. Like, for example, there are professionals with degrees, okay, who claim depression is not curable, while there is so much of proof proving otherwise. Number four, my personal experiences. Now, we're going to be talking about that later. Number five, stigma. We cannot talk about it. Now, let's say you feel sad. You feel like crying. Can you do that in the office without your colleagues judging you for making a scene? Or would your colleagues judge you if you broke your hand and were crying due to the fracture pain? No, right? So in the last three episodes of mental health, we've covered from global statistics to Indian statistics with regards to how good or bad the situation is, right? Now today, let's see how we can improve our mental health. Like, what are the things that we can practice or do that can, you know, help energize us mentally? Now I'll be talking through about series of six things that we can practice. Number one, my personal favorite, and I so dislike it, perfectionism. Now, there's a famous author called Anna Wilson who says, perfectionism is self-abuse of highest order. Now, I understand that this leads to confusion to a lot of people. Perfectionism is an illusion, something that doesn't exist. Now, have you ever gone to a forest? Imagine yourself in a forest, okay? Pick any two trees. Are they similar? Are they perfect? They have branches coming out of various places. They don't have straight linear branches. They have crooked branches. Now go to a beach. Have you ever seen waves in straight line, in horizontal, vertical, angle? No, none of them are straight. So there is nothing perfect in nature. Don't beat yourself up if you don't get a perfect report or a proposal. Just do it better next time. Give yourself an opportunity to learn. Now that reduces stress and improves your mental health. Number two. Now I had a boss who once used to encourage us to do multitasking. No, he would say, you should be able to do two tasks at one time in order to finish the project and the assignments. We didn't work together for long though, so it was fine. Now, it's scientifically proven that humans cannot multitask. And if you actually do multitask, you cannot have complete concentration on the task at hand, because the residue concentration is in the other task. Eventually, you're sabotaging your task at hand. So when you eat, just eat. So you can enjoy the tastes. When you read, just read. You'll be able to concentrate more. And when you're conversing with someone, just pay attention. Don't play with cell phone. Number three is relationships. Now, a good and healthy relationship helps boost your mental health, right? Now, if you don't have a healthy relationship, your immunity declines. So you're more prone to fall sick. You feel sad. You feel lonely. In one of the earlier episodes, we have already seen like how you can also feel lonely in a relationship or when you're amidst friends. Now, you need to sit with your partner and communicate like how healthy is your relationship with your partner? Do you share enough? Do you share your sad moments? Do you share your vulnerable moments? The more you share with your partner, the better your mental health gets. Because there is trust, there is empathy, and there is understanding, and there is love. And these are required for a healthy relationship. Number four, find your comfort space. It can be a place or it can be an action that you do. Go to your room. It can be a bedroom. It can be your study room or prayer room. Or if you wherever you practice music, right? Just find it and it helps. Because when you go to those places, your mind gets calmer and you are. We all have bad days. So this helps during bad days. You can go to your place. You can feel more safe there. Number five, workout. You can go for a run or a gym. You can go for swimming. Go yoga, dancing. Exercises helps a great deal. They help release endorphins. It's a chemical in the brain, right? Now, have you ever heard of runner's high? It's a high that these runners get when they run for a long time. Now, I'm not asking you to go run marathons, but when you exercise, when you sweat, these neurotransmitters, these chemicals called endorphins are released, which are generally released for relieving stress and pain. So next time you're stressed out, go for a run. Not for 5 or 10 minutes, just go sweat it out. Break some sweat. Number six, acts of love. Now go be of service to others. Go to an orphanage or an old age home. Go to a hospital. Do something. You can go to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Go to Children's Hospital. Find your place. We all have one particular place where we would like to go more. You will eventually find that. You're naturally inclined towards that. Find your place. By serving others, we find comfort. Faith in action is love, and love in action is service. Mother Teresa said this. Now, when you service with love, your mind is automatically happier and calmer. So it boosts your mental health. Practice them, at least one of them once a day. Keep reminders, sticky notes, do whatever it takes. You will feel good. Let me know which one you have practiced and how has it helped you. What was the feeling before and what was it like after doing one of these? Take care. Thank you.